Good morning, everyone. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are walking through the Scriptures, dealing with those passages of Scripture that encourage us to serve the Lord, to worship the Lord, to honor Him with our whole heart. And the last two Sundays, we've spent sharing verses. Last week, we referenced the fact that 10 times in the book of Deuteronomy, that expression, serve Him with your whole heart, worship Him with your whole heart, is used. We come to the book of Joshua today, in chapter 22, where Joshua is now up in years. He is assembling the entire nation together to give them instructions, which he does over chapters 22, 23, and 24 of the book of Joshua. And he says in verse 5 of chapter 22, take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all His ways and to keep His commandments and to cleave unto Him and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, we mentioned last time that that expression goes together in the book of Deuteronomy. We said, love Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Why both of those put together? The heart deals with who you are as a human being. The soul deals with who you are as an eternal being. So both of those come together. And we are to love the Lord. We are to serve Him, as it says here in verse 5. We are to walk in His ways and keep His commandments and cleave unto Him and serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. I want to focus on the very first words there. Take diligent heed. We don't talk that way here in the 21st century, but what it simply means is you better be on your guard. You better be on your toes. You better be watchful. You better make sure that in your walk with the Lord that you're serving Him with your whole heart and with all of your soul. Why would God encourage the children of Israel, and why would He reach down through the millennium that has taken place in between to remind us to take diligent heed? Because we are often careless. We let other things become important. We let our agenda of life start laying things out. And when we let our agenda flow, God's agenda often gets set to the side. Oh, we would never say and admit that. Oh no, we would not do that. But the reality is that's exactly what's happening. We get careless. And so he says, take diligent heed. We're going to see something happen in Joshua chapter 22. What happens? After everybody's dismissed and goes back to their territories, the half-tribe of Manasseh and Reuben and Gad, they build an altar. And it word gets back and everybody gets all up in arms and they go up there to destroy that altar, and they find out that they got together because they were so far from the worship of God and having the river between them that they built the altar. Yet this very same altar would later on be a problem for the children of Israel because it became the new worship center and it became the world of new ideas. And even though at the moment Eleazar and Phinehas were pleased that they were not worshiping strange gods, later on they would be, because they had gotten themselves on a new pathway. Folks, this is so important. This was not keeping diligent heed. This was an example. Even though it pleased Phinehas at the time, it would later become a prick in the sore spot of your soul for Israel because they refused to take heed. And so I want to encourage you today, as we've come together to worship the Lord, are you going to worship Him with your whole heart? Is your soul going to be engaged in the worship of Jehovah? I hope and pray that it does. But only you and God know. Only you and God know. And so I would encourage you to listen to God's words. The people of Israel said, yes, we will do that. And then immediately they start heading down the wrong road. They weren't taking diligent heed. They weren't being careful. May God help us not to get off the right pathway, but to honor Him with our whole heart and with our soul.